Don't we have a great choir? You know, so often I think about how many years I have been their director, and in fact, this fall I think it's going to be 20 years, and I think that they have sung together for a pretty long time now, and they have a really nice ensemble sound. So I don't always say that, but I really do appreciate their music. Today, we have a really familiar scripture passage, one that I think not only will you recognize, but you might realize we've already sung a hymn based on it, and we've already prayed based on it, and we've already got a bulletin cover based on it. We have lots of reinforcement today for this already familiar scripture. But let's begin by reading this passage from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Let's listen together for God's word to us. He, that is Jesus, was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, or some very recent translations actually say at least because of his shamelessness, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.